Think back to just over a year ago. I know it's not fun to do. There are empty streets, shuttered businesses, layoffs, furloughs, and widespread fear of a virus we knew little about. So many struggles at that moment. One group that faced some unique challenges were small business owners.
You know, suddenly every business in the country, in the world, actually get a new CEO, and his name or her name or their name was COVID.
That's Deborah Boudreau. She's an advisor with the Vermont Small Business Development Center, which helps business owners at many different stages. She says COVID is a terrible CEO.
They're mercurial and difficult, and they don't go away, and they make terrible decisions.
But that's what every business had to deal with, navigating shutdowns, changing public health rules, federal assistance programs. All of that added a layer of complexity to the already complicated job of running a small business, and a lot of entities didn't make it. It's hard to pinpoint exactly how many Vermont businesses closed for good over the last year, but according to the Secretary of State's office, just over 2,500 entities ended their registration with the state between March 2020 and April 2021. But the pandemic also presented an opportunity. Again, Deborah Boudreau.
Vermonters are really sort of entrepreneurial by nature in a way. They like to take care of themselves. And so sometimes it's just that opportunity of you've been thinking about it for a long time and now here it is because you've been sort of, in a way, forced to do it by circumstance.
In fact, according to the tax department, slightly more new businesses registered to pay taxes in the state over the past year than in any of the previous 3 years. About 5,200 new businesses in total. That's about 100 more than the year before. And Linda Rossi, who's Deborah Boudreau's boss and head of the Vermont Small Business Development Center, expects that to continue.
Vermont, I think, is poised to look really good in terms of the pandemic as an attractive place to live and to start and run a business because of how our numbers have looked during the pandemic. So a little too early to tell, but I would say at the end of this year, we'll be able to look back and see higher numbers of businesses started.
So who are those business owners who've taken the leap during this chaotic pandemic year? We're going to hear some of their stories over the next few weeks. We'll hear from business owners who've started something new, taken over an existing business, or substantially changed their operation. The trendy word for that is pivoting. We start today with Erica and Ed McLean. The couple are owners and operators of Hangry the Donut Bar.
Hangry started right before the pandemic, actually.
Like maybe 2 weeks we started before like everything went down.
Yeah, before...
The McLeans live in St. Albans. They moved up from Florida about 6 years ago, and their idea to start a donut company goes back a few years to when Erica was visiting New York City. She had a craving for donuts and found some at a place called the Donut Project.
And so I went and I brought some home to Ed because I was like, man, these are so good. I was like, honey, I think this is it. I think this is what I could do.
Yeah, and she's always been a baker.
Right.
So, but she'd never tried donuts.
Erica says making her own donuts took lots of trial and error and praying. But by mid-March of 2020, she and Ed were ready to take their sweets to the public.
We actually were supposed to be in the St. Albans St. Patrick's Day parade as like our debut. And the pandemic hit and that got canceled. So we were like, ooh, what are we going to do? And so we put up a Facebook ad, mm-hmm. like a little, like on Facebook Marketplace, like, hey, anybody want to buy donuts? And we ended up meeting this guy at the mobile gas station here in St. Albans. And he was our first customer. And it just kind of spiraled from there with just like word of mouth and just amazing people.
That word of mouth led them to their business model, which launched in the spring of 2020. Donuts made in their home kitchen, delivered directly to customers. And while their donuts were almost immediately popular, it wasn't an easy start.
And we had a lot of failures, you know. I mean, the first time we had like a big kind of weekend was like Mother's Day of last year. And I mean, we were up for like 3 days prepping because this is a long process. It's not like a quick process to make a dozen donuts. And everything is hand cut. And I want to say we started actually delivering at probably about 7 a.m. and we didn't finish until almost 11 p.m.
Keep in mind, this is a side project for the McLeans. Erica works for the Public Defender's Office and Ed is in welding school. And at first, they were making contactless deliveries to individual houses all over northwestern Vermont.
The business started increasing and it became more increasing on the car. And we literally last year put like
12,000 miles on just donuts and probably a total of like 20,000.
As word spread, the McLeans say it just wasn't possible to get to every house that ordered donuts, so they devised a plan to meet people at park-and-ride lots.
That right there changed everything, because we were able to deliver twice as many donuts to people, and we were able to like get them to them fresher.
And that freshness is key. Erica says she holds her baking to a high standard.
We both grew up in a very, like, food-oriented family. You know, down south, food is it. And, you know, if your food is nasty, you will get talked about, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a thing, you know? I think about it, I'm like, oh, my parents are going to have to taste this one day. What are they going to think, you know? Our dream with Hangria is to have people come to Vermont just to, like, try this, and then they'll fall in love with it like we did.
Your donuts are really popular. You're baking them out of your home kitchen. Do you have plans to expand or change things up in the coming months?
Hopefully, you know, we are on the lookout. We're trying to get a food truck. That's our next venture. Just kind of getting it out of here because our kitchen is very tiny.
You know, it'll definitely be nice when we're able to move out, and it'll be a food truck, and maybe later on we could open up a storefront. We're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah, you know, because we both work full time on top of this.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, I mean, how has that been working full time and running this business?
Don't get a lot of sleep.
It's been challenging. Like, we've had our moments, but you know, yeah. But you know, we just come from a background where we are used to working very hard, especially to get the things that you want in life. You know, it is definitely so much more rewarding having this, knowing like, hey, we put our true blood, sweat, and tears into this, and you know, we truly accomplished something that I definitely didn't think was going to get this big. I was like, what, us?
Well, Erica and Ed McLean are the owners and operators of Hangry the Donut Bar. Thank you both so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Next in our series, we'll hear from another baker, one who went from getting laid off to starting up her own baked goods delivery business in a matter of days. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp.